See, Jesus' sacrifice turned everything upside down. It made things different. It made the world a different place. Where before people had to sacrifice in order to come into a right relationship with God, now God was sacrificing His Son to bring us into a relationship with Him. We look at the world and we say, see things from a human point of view, from a worldly point of view, a point of view where if everybody did what made sense from a worldly point of view, we'd all try and get ours and not worry about the other people. If we lived according to a worldly point of view, it would be dog-eat-dog, as we sometimes say. Everyone competing for limited resources, everyone trying to get ahead of his neighbor, probably that kind of sounds like the world, doesn't it? That kind of sounds like the world we live in and how people treat each other. But as Christians, we're supposed to see things differently. A gift of reconciliation. The ability to make things up that are not right. To be reconciled. To have forgiveness. To be made back to a right relationship when a relationship has gotten off track. How many times have you known families where something has happened and somebody's gotten upset, somebody's gotten mad, somebody's gotten their feelings hurt, and they separated, they split, they went their separate ways, and maybe years later they were reconciled to each other, they got back together, they got over it, or maybe not. I know when I first became a Methodist, and somebody said we should put together a delegation and go over here and start a church in this new community because they need a Methodist church there to minister to them. I was like, wow, that's a different way to start a church. The only way I knew how to start a church was that you got mad with each other about some obscure point of scripture, got you back up and stopped off and started a new church. That's what I was. But that's what I've seen, you know.
Old school.
Different point of view. The idea that it could be done intentionally was new to me. If we believe that we are forgiven, then don't we want other people to be forgiven? Well, if this were a worldly commodity, we'd go, no, man, I've got my forgiveness, I'm forgiven. But forgiveness is not like wheat or barley or rye or oil or those other worldly things that we value so much or gold. Forgiveness is something that grows only when it's shared. Forgiveness is something that gets bigger and better as it is spread around. Love's like that too. The more you give, the more you have. If you want to be more loved, be more loving. If you want to be more forgiven, be more forgiving. We live in a world where people think that they have to live on a zero-sum game. That is, the more I get, the less you get. The more you get, the less I get. But that's not how it works in heavenly economy. There's a motorcycle sitting out there that wasn't in my garage last week. I didn't pay for it. Somebody gave it. From a worldly perspective, that shouldn't happen. In a material world, that's too important a thing to be given away. But in a spiritual perspective, it's just a tool. It's just a way to spread the word. It's just a way to get somewhere. What's important is sharing the blessing, is sharing the love, is sharing the word. Because if you hold on to it, we have to be willing to open our hearts, to open our lives, and to open our minds in order to give. I ask that we open our bathroom doors so that people in need would be able to use those facilities. Seems like a simple thing, but if you're the one who's out here working in the And you got to go. I mean, you got to go. The need is there. We have the ability to fill that need. What happens if we don't? Who have we hurt? That's other things. We hurt ourselves. We've missed an opportunity to love our neighbor. Because Jesus talked about loving our neighbor. And if we've missed an opportunity to do that, who does it hurt? It hurts us. It hurts our neighbor. And it hurts Jesus. Yeah. It hurts Jesus. It hurts God. Yeah. No. It takes away from the love in the world. Every time we take love away from the world, we're taking God away from the world. Every time we take love away from the world, we're taking God away from the world. We're given a gift of reconciliation, a gift of being able to put things back right instead of making them wrong. The gift of helping people resolve problems rather than complicate them. A gift of trying to bring things back into harmonious relationships rather than struggling with separating people and making things more difficult, more separated, more diverse, more broken. We can fix things. My friend Ralph has an amazing ability to fix stuff, and it always amazes me. Stuff that I look at is junk. He'll go, oh, we can put it and do this, and I'm going, okay, go ahead. Oh, I mean, I was ready to ditch it. He'll go to a swap meet and come back with a piece of junk motorcycle that I look at and go, man, that thing's working out right. But I won't say that, because I know that he'll get into it, and he'll take it apart, put it back together, and do amazing things with it. And then he'll turn around and give it to somebody who will take that and do amazing things with it in terms of sharing other things with people they need. That's how it's supposed to work. Funny that the person who gave me that motorcycle is one of the poorest people I know in terms of physical possessions. Isn't that funny enough? Our earthly economy says we have to hold on to things in order to have them. But our spiritual economy says we have to share things in order to have them. And what do we get to take with us here? Not the motorcycle, not the cars, not the houses, not the gold, not the money, not the, you know, credit rating. But the love. We get to take love with us. We get to take caring with us. We get to take the peace with us, we get to take the relationships with us. That church family that we talk about. That kingdom of heaven, being part of God's family, being children of God, we get to take that with us. How much more important then is that than houses and cars and motorcycles and gold and credit and the stuff over there? It's not the stuff that's important. It's the people and the love. That's the divine point of view. That's how God aspects to see the world. Not from the world's point of view, but from His point of view. What's important?